Hello and welcome to Mr. Gibbs' podcast on setting. Now, setting is really important when you're creating your story because it allows the reader to experience and feel what the characters in the story do from their environment. So, for example, instead of simply saying it was hot, you could say that the blistering sun in the sky was so hot that its vicious rays melted my skin with her touch, or something like that. Obviously, it's quite exaggerated, but along those lines, it really allows the reader to know exactly how hot it is instead of just saying it's hot. So, it's a good idea to try and use the five senses when you're talking about setting and describing it. So, tell your reader what things smell like, what they taste like, what they look like, what they feel like, or what they sound like. Because most people have five senses, it ensures that the reader can relate with the story. The reader can build a connection with it. Also, quite simply, show the reader, don't tell them. And by that, I mean paint a vivid picture using your five senses and using figurative language instead of just telling them that it's hot. Now, by figurative language, you could use similes, metaphors, onomatopoeia, personification, alliteration, and so on, to help you describe the setting. So instead of simply saying that you walked into a room and it smelt, you could say that a musty, old, rotting smell filled their nostrils, and it just brings it to life more for the reader. Again, a loud cry of rusty metal reverberated around them as they pushed their way through the threatening gates. The flaking rust pierced into Michael's hand like tiny shards of glass. Again, it's far more effective than simply saying that the gate was noisy and had loads of rust over it. Okay, so really be imaginative when you're talking about your setting. As I say, it's important because it allows the reader to fully engage with the environment that the characters are experiencing. And that, coupled with good characterization, can really bring your story to life.